AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The new Democratic presidential ticket, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, will be campaigning today in Wisconsin. On the Republican side, Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, is in Michigan, saying the new Democratic team is soft on immigration, soft on crime.
Makes an interesting dynamic duo with Kamala Harris, because as he was promoting rioters and looters burning down the city of Minneapolis, Kamala Harris was helping to bail the rioters and looters out of jail. A really vicious cycle.
Donald Trump told Fox News this morning he wants to debate Kamala Harris and would prefer it to be on Fox, which is perceived as being friendlier to him, but said every network loves him very much right now. Charleston, South Carolina lifted its curfew for its downtown area, removing the barricades that blocked roads and highways leading to the heart of the city. Charleston has been soaked by Tropical Storm Debbie. The cleanup continues from Debbie in Florida. In Live Oak, Florida, Natalie Haney's mother owns a flower shop.
The hurricane apparently has blown the roof off, and so now there's a lot of open areas in the ceiling. And that's poured down and gone through both levels. And so we've got ceiling tiles are falling through when the floor tiles were coming up, and floors are soaking wet.
Forecasters warn up to 9 inches of rain could fall west of Wilmington, North Carolina. A new report says abortion was slightly more common across the country in the first 3 months of this year than it was before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Some states have instituted abortion bans. The report is from We Count from the Society of Family Planning, which supports abortion access. A major reason for the increase is some Democratic-controlled states enacted laws to protect doctors who use telemedicine to see patients in places that have abortion bans. Russian President Vladimir Putin is describing a Ukrainian incursion into his country's southwest region as a large-scale provocation. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are bouncing higher on Wall Street as a bit more fear washes out of global markets. The S&P 500 jumped 1.6% early Wednesday. The index is on track for a second straight gain after breaking a brutal three-day losing streak. The Dow rose 437 points. It's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.8%. More calm carried through markets after a top official at the Bank of Japan promised not to raise interest rates anymore while markets are unstable. A rate hike in Tokyo last week sent aftershocks through markets worldwide. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.01%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Two members of the animal rights group PETA interrupted Pope Francis's general audience today, shouting and holding up banners against bullfighting before being escorted out of Paul VI Hall. They held banners saying bullfighting is sin. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.